Now, the things that children sit in school would be
the school desk.
Now each child would have his own individual
desk,
and
there would be a whole room full of desks.
Mm-hmm. A building, especially for books, is a
library.
You mail a package at the
post office.
Now, I know. If you stayed overnight in a strange town, you'd have to stay at a
hotel.
And if you went to see a movie, you'd say you were going to the
theater.
And you have an operation in a
hospital.
And a woman, or nowadays I guess a man, who looks after you in the hospital would be a
nurse.
And you used to catch a train down at the
depot.
Now, when they used the word rail with it, they'd call it the rail
road track.
Okay. Now, an area around, a grassy area around the courthouse would be called
a lawn.
I was interested yesterday. I wonder if you'd have heard this. Mr. said he used the expression anti-Godlin. And I wasn't certain exactly what he meant.
Anti-Godlin is not straight.
It's not straight.
That's a localism.
I wondered, and I didn't want to interrupt what he was saying to ask him, and I wrote that down so I could ask you about it. Do you know the expression, like, instead of saying somebody went in a diagonal, or that something was placed in a diagonal, do you know an expression, something cornered?
Catty-corner. Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I know they didn't have them here, but like in cities, in the days before they had buses, they would have
trolleys or streetcars.
And if somebody was on a trolley or something like that, they'd tell the driver, the next corner is where I want
off.
Now, the postmaster would be paid by the federal
government.
And the police in a town are supposed to maintain what?
Law and order.
The fight between the northern and southern states was called
the Civil War.
Now, before they had an electric chair, murderers were
hung.
Now, this next part is this is just for pronunciation, and this is going to be some names of states, and it's not a test to see if you know what they are. I just want to get the pronunciation. And if you don't want to talk about it, I'll just say what they are, and I just want you to pronounce them.
Okay,
Boston is in
Massachusetts.
And the states, that group of states where Massachusetts is, from Maine to Connecticut, would be called the New England.
Colony, New England states.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now the biggest city of the country is in
New York.
And Baltimore is in
Maryland.
Oh, this is so easy to do with you, because you know. Okay, Richmond's the capital of
Virginia.
And Raleigh is the capital of
Carolina. North Carolina.
Okay. I never know. And then, okay, then the other one, Columbia, would be the capital.
South Carolina.
Okay. Atlanta's the capital of
Georgia.
And Tallahassee's the capital of Miami is in
Florida. Uh-huh.
And George Wallace is governor of
Alabama.
And the state just south of Arkansas,
Louisiana.
And the bluegrass state is
Kentucky.
And the the Lone Star state would be
Texas.
And Tulsa is in
Oklahoma.
Okay, now. This is going to be cities, and of course some of these I've already said, but again, this is for pronunciation. Okay, the biggest city in Maryland is